The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. One species of venomous sea snake shows the advantages of being two-faced. This slithering reptile twists its tail so its hind end appears to predators as a second head. The yellow-lipped sea crate relies on this ruse to keep it safe from sharks and other enemies. Even though it packs some of the most potent of all venom, the animal becomes relatively defenseless while foraging, a time when its head is stuck in the crevices of coral reefs rather than on the lookout for attacks. So the thinking goes that if predators detect a vigilant head, they'll steer clear. And from the predator's perspective, the snake seems to be foraging with its tail since its supposed head faces out. And it's not just a trick of coloration. Each time the snake pokes its snout into a coral opening, its tail twists around the length of the snake's body and begins to move about like any head would to monitor the scene and keep a lookout for danger. But this trickery is not confined to just the yellow-lipped sea crate with its U-shaped markings on both ends. When researchers perused museum collections, they found that over 100 crate species appear to have similar markings on both head and tail.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.